Don't forget, we still have a chance for you to win Marley Brothers tickets. They're coming to Bayfront Park this Saturday, and we have a chance for you to win tickets. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. This is a Live Nation show. We'll give those away probably in the next hour, because right now we have to speak with former Miami Dolphins wide receiver Aronde Gadsden. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and frankly, there's a lot to get to with OG. Aronde, happy Thursday, and where are you right now with the Miami Dolphins? Are the wheels coming off? Because after the Jalen Phillips news yesterday, it kind of feels like this is going to end up being one of those seasons, and I don't mean that in a good way.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to put a handle on it right now, but you know, nobody's going to win with injuries. I mean, if you take it all into consideration, you know, hey, England hasn't won a game since they lost their quarterback. So, I mean, if you lose your quarterback, which is the biggest, one of the biggest cogs in the wheel, it's tough to rebound. And now things are just piling up and adding on. So, you know, you got to grin and bear it. We aren't the Dallas Cowboys, so at some point you have to say, all right, we call uncle and we rebuilding.
Well, OG, with the quarterback thing, man, like, what should I blame McDaniel? I lost some confidence in McDaniel, bro. I ain't gonna lie, because last week I was saying, okay, he has an athletic quarterback. Mike White wasn't athletic. Tim Boyle's not athletic. Tua's not that athletic. Now he has an athletic quarterback. He's going to kind of, I don't want to say revamp the offense, but change it up, do some different things with the run game, try to get Snoop Huntley in space, get A-Chain in space with the run game. And it looked like the same offense with a guy that hasn't been here but 13 days. Is that on him? Is that performance against them? And just really just this whole year, OG, the offense is terrible. They're averaging 11 points a game. Are you starting to question McDaniel a little bit? Because I am.
Yeah, I think I agree, man. You know, we talked about this a few years ago when he first got here. You know, I've said this all along. I just don't think he has a plan B, man. And this shows it as well. You know, like you said, we run into a plays without Tua, and that's just tough to do. You don't learn that in a week. You don't learn that in 2 weeks. The offense has so many motions and, you know, shovel passes and timing throws that you just can't learn that in a week or two unless you just, you know, been practicing it. And so you're trying to run those same plays with Tyler Huntley. It's just not going to work because it's just not his skill set. You know, he won games with the Ravens with two tight ends, one wide receiver, two backs, well, back and a fullback. So if we're not running any of those plays, it's going to be tough for us to move the ball consistently the way we want to move it. But, you know, it's just unfortunate the way things have gone down. Because in my mind, I think Mike McDaniel is some blame for Tua getting hurt, to be quite honest. and why I say that is, it was 4th and 7 in the fourth quarter. It's 31-10. Like, why are you going for that? Like, kick the field goal. Like, even if you score, it's still 31-17. Like, what are we doing? It's game two. It's not game 17 where we got to win to get home field advantage. Like, just kick the field goal. Take everybody off the field. Like, you know, let Tua sit down and think about what he gonna say to the media about throwing those three picks. But, like, you go for it.
But OG, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but also, I mean, Tua, just go down, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
once
again, like when we played Tennessee last year, we lost by 4. If you kick the 2 field goals when we're in the red zone instead of going for it on 4th down, we win. That's 6 points. We lost by 4. Like, even if he scores, even if, say, Tua runs and throws the ball and we score, it's 31-17. Like, we're not going to win the game. Like, we're just not going to win the game. It's the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left. If you're a competitor. You know, Tua, of course, Tua has to go down. Throw the ball out of the back of the end zone, Tua. Why are you running? But you're a competitor. I mean, he's a competitor. He want to win, so you're going to try to win. You got to save players from themselves sometimes. But still, why are we going for it on 4th and 7 inside the 20 and we down 31-10?
Well, I mean, not to get into the minutia of that decision, but, like, if you kick a field goal, you're making a 3-score game. So if you go for it, you don't get it. then you're still at a three-score game regardless. You're trying to make it two scores there. And you brought up the Tennessee game. They didn't kick the field goals early, but they were still up by two scores with 4 minutes to go. That's irrelevant, though. I want to ask you, OG. Also, hey, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, Josh.
You've been in different wide receiver rooms over the course of your career, obviously. And I'm wondering, right, given what we saw on the sideline from Jalen Waddle, what we saw on the sideline from Tyreek Hill, what do you think that wide receiver room, what do you think the conversations in there are like in a week like this after a game and a stretch like this?
You know, it's tough. It's tough for, you know, especially, you know, a player, I'm sure Channing feels the same way, to see Tyreek Hill not go for a ball, you know, throwing backwards. You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like, but, you know, it's you know, you're trying to just tell him, you know, one game at a time. You're just trying to tell him to, you know, control the things you can control. But, you know, they're not used to that. Like, you if you've seen, I mean, how many passes Tyreek Hill had? Three. And how many Waddle had in the game? Maybe four. But, you know, combined, they didn't get, I mean, barely over 50 yards receiving. That's tough for guys who get, you know, 6-7 balls and 120 yards and a touchdown. You know what I mean? So that's tough, but they know it's not their offense. Like, would Tua have hit Tyreek on the long bomb? I think so. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
at least one of them.
Yeah, at least one of them. So, you know, that's tough, and it is frustrating when you can't, you know, do the things you used to doing. So, once again, you can only control the things you can control. You know, we all press in that situation because we want to, you know, get the ball and score right away and make everything better. But, you know, it's like, you know, like being down by, you know, 20 in basketball, 1-3, not going to help. You know what I mean? Like, you got to put together some stuff. And, you know, with the injuries now piling up, it's kind of tough to you know, to look optimistic on the whole season when we thought, and I was one of them. I bought him when we gave, you know, two of the money. I was like, well, he's the only one that can run the offense, so I'm all in on it. We can win the AFC East because I thought, you know, Buffalo wasn't as dangerous as they used to. And, you know, all of it is kind of not totally over, but it's close.
I'm curious, OG, because we talk about how this scheme and the offense still looks eerily similar to what they ran when Tua was healthy. So from your perspective, realistically, what adjustments are possible and what do you think they should adjust to until Tua is back?
Like I said, I mean, I know it's tough. It's definitely tough because we have the pieces in place,
right,
to do with, you know, listen, for nothing. And I've said this, you know, to my friends and, you know, in circles on Threads. I mean, Huntley was a Pro Bowl quarterback. Like, and he won games for the Ravens. He just didn't win it in that type of offense. We got two tights. We got two tights we can put back there. We got a fullback, and we got Tyreek Hill out wide. Like, you can run an offense with that. You can run an offense with that. I mean, you obviously got to practice it, but you're trying to get a quarterback that doesn't have the skill set of just throwing the ball on time and accurate to do something he's not comfortable doing. And I think if we want to win games, we have to cater at least a little bit toward the quarterback more than the quarterback catering to the offense. How possible that is in this short period of time, I'm not sure, but I think we got the pieces. Not a lot of teams carry a fullback. We got a fullback. The Ravens carry the fullback. Like, you know, those things matter. And we got two tight ends, two real good tight ends. They won with two tight ends. I think you just have to look at some plays that worked for him when he was at his best and run that. He's a running quarterback. He's been a running quarterback since, you know, here in high school at Allendale. So, I mean, you know, you got to get him on the edge to run it. In the fourth quarter, when he did run and improvise on some plays, it worked. I mean, he scored. So I think you got to get to that somehow. You know, the timing throws, you know, you obviously got to put it in because that's the offense everybody's used to running. But, you know, is he going to time out the post on the fourth outside, hit his third back step? Not consistently. I just don't think that's the way to go.
OG, with that thought, and to what Josh just said, like that running the ball, you know, pounding the, you know, shorten the game. Bro, we both coach. We know how it is. Hey, we don't want to make this a shootout. We're going to shorten this game up. We're going to try to we want this to be a 2017 game. We don't want it to be a 38-35 game. And you can scheme up that way. But do we have the I don't want to question grown men, but like the dogs to do it. Like when we ran that 3-4 defense early in my career, Kevin Carter, Vonnie Holiday, Keith Traylor, you know, JT on the edge. We brought in Matt Roth, who was just a wrecking ball. Mm. Like they filled the roster with people that were going to go and whoop ass. And now are we asking a finesse roster to now adjust to an ass kicking offense? Because I don't know if Eichenberg and Austin Jackson and these guys, I don't know if they want to go whoop nobody's ass 60 times a game.
Yeah. I mean, but the other option is to look like we looked the other night. That's the other option. I mean, you either you're going to have to get ready to whoop some ass and block, you know, 45 times a game, or we're going to look like we looked. And you know how it is. Once teams smell blood in the water, the blitz coming, everybody coming. Obviously, we can't change personnel at this point in the season. You know, you guys had personnel for that system. Just like when I played, we had the personnel for the defense ran. We had two good corners. We had two good ends. We had Zach in the middle. I mean, you can't do it. But I'm saying for the offense to have some success, and you're going to go with Tyler Huntley, you're going to have to fashion the offense to fit his skill set. I just don't know how else to look at it. Like, I don't think Tyler Huntley is, I mean, can he? Of course he can. But I just don't think on a consistent, you know, basis for the next 13 games or 9-8 games, he's going to throw for 300 yards and 6 touchdowns. And I just don't think that's his skill set. Now, will he run for, you know, 80 yards and throw for 169? Okay. All right, I got that. But if you want him to drop back just because we got Eichenberg now, nah. I don't know if that's just going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
we can't build an offense around Eichenberg.
No. We're not building an offense around Eichenberg. I mean, did you see the play when Holly got the ball and he tried to throw the swing pass to H? Like, I mean, what was that? Like, would it get stuck or what? I mean, what happened? Like,
That's the frustrating part, OG. It's not that the offense looks bad 2 straight weeks or 3 straight, really, but without Tua, is that they look incompetent, bro. Like, they literally look like everybody looks lost out there, man.
They can't get lined up.
I know it's tough. It's tough, and that's why I came on with the – it's tough to say that one out of the 11 is gone and everybody look like, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Everybody on the short bus all of a sudden. I don't know what happened. But, I mean, you know, that happens. I think, you know, hey, look, you take Patrick Mahomes out of the Chiefs offense. I mean, they struggle too. Everybody struggled. Like I said, they took Tom Brady away from New England. They hadn't won a game yet. Yeah. You know, so it's tough because there's so much that – the offense does. Like, I mean, there's people going in motion and reverse and behind two and go behind, stop and go back the other way. And he hit a shovel pass. Like, you're asking, you know, somebody to do that in 2 weeks. Just a tough ass. If you just ask somebody to, you know, throw some comebacks and throw a dig route and throw a few swing passes, I got you. But the offense is quite complicated. And like I say, you know, it's like the dude, the orchestrator, is the orchestra, you know, he calling the same plays. I don't see him adjusting. But, you know, if we got to wait until week 9, we got a ways to go.
Aronde Gadsden, again, former Miami Dolphins wide receiver. OG, we always appreciate you taking some time. I talked with you off the air. Your son plays for Syracuse. Syracuse has a big matchup this weekend at UNLV, who are kind of like the center of the college football universe right now. That's they play at Allegiant Stadium, right? Oh, you're going to be OG's flying to Vegas right now, Crowder.
Yeah. Yep, going to Vegas and see what they got going on in Allegiant Stadium. So it's a game tomorrow night. You know, it's tough to play on Friday night. It's tough to play at UNLV, especially if they're playing real good football. The offense, you know, their signal caller is gone. So, but the defense is really good. So, you know, we're going to have to put up some points. Hopefully my son can help them put up some points and we could sneak out of Vegas with a victory.
Hey, OG, I don't know what's going on at UNLV or Syracuse, but if you need me to let you know what's going on in Vegas, just text me.
I may give you a call offline, as the kids say, and see what you got going on, because I'll be there, you know, Saturday, since they play Friday night. The game's at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, so maybe I will give you a call and see what you have for some extracurricular activities.
Hey,
my man at the Aria, he got you if you want to gamble, and then Girl Collection, Floyd spot.
I was supposed to be off the air. What happened there?
Yeah.
OG, In-N-Out though. I got you. Let's clean this up. In-N-Out Burger, OG. Get yourself an In-N-Out.
Okay.
OG, appreciate you, man. Good luck. Good luck to you and your son on Saturday.
All right, man. Friday night. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Friday night. That's right. Aronde Gadsden, appreciate you, man.